This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And greetings to all our listeners this morning. I've been asked to share a bit of spiritual insights, especially after a few incidents that happened at the institution. For starters, let me pass my condolences to the families and friends of our students who have lost their lives recently. There's no pain that equals the pain of the loss of a loved one, and we have all been there. I pray that the God of peace and grace and mercy will comfort you and give you strength as you process and deal with this loss. I'll be giving very broad strokes on a subject that I want to share with you about this morning, and I've just decided to title my brief talk Dream Killers. And I will kind of also address the issue of suicide in the process of me dealing with the issue of dream killers. I am sure that you have heard many times that you need to have a dream about your life in order to be successful. And yes, there is a lot of truth in that. You have also heard that if you don't have a dream, you are merely existing and possibly have no sense of direction in your life. That is also very true. So it follows that our dreams are an organizing center for our future, potentially because a dream translates into a vision, and a vision becomes a blueprint that informs and guides our lives. The tragedy of life for many people, particularly young people, is to live as if tomorrow is guaranteed and tomorrow owes them something. If you share this sentiment, I'm afraid my talk will blow your bubble, because tomorrow is not guaranteed and tomorrow depends largely on what you do today. Let's get to the point. What do I want to talk about? I want to talk to you about something that will inspire you to look forward to tomorrow and not cut your tomorrow because of what you're dealing with today. To look forward to your life and not cut your life because of what you're dealing with. I want to inspire hope in you so that you don't take a decision that cancels your life unnecessarily. Encourage you to wake up and to fight further. Specifically, as I've said, I'll talk about dream killers. You need to recognize those things in your life which are dream killers. Those things which, if not dealt with, will derail you and your dreams. Let's just answer a few questions as we deal with this and navigate this. I would like you to answer the question, the following questions, which life often poses to all of us. And the first question is, who are you? And that's a question that deals with identity. Apart from knowing your name, it's important to know who you are just beyond your name. Like, do you know who you are beyond what people call you, or what your parents have named you, or what you respond to? Because if you know who you are, then you also know the purpose for your existence. And unfortunately, the issue of identity for many people, it's an issue that they're grappling with. How do I know this? I see by how people carry themselves. I see by how people behave. I see by how people think about themselves. And that tells me we're dealing with issues of identity. You know, people try to do things to fit in. They try to do things to please peers, to please the status quo. And in the process, they're battling to deal with the issue of identity because they don't know who they are. And the next question is, why? Why are you here? Why are you here? And the issue of why deals with the issue of purpose. Do you know why you are here? Do you know why you are where you are now? Do you know why you are doing the things that you are doing? Do you know why you're having the relationships that you are having now? And all of those things organize around purpose. And yeah, people struggle with purpose. And as long as you're struggling with purpose, you also struggle with your identity. Do you know your address? Where are you going? So that's the next question. Where are you headed? Can you see your future? Can you tell me in a few sentences where you see yourself in the next 5 years? Can you tell me in a few sentences where your relationships are taking you tomorrow, next year, in the next 5 years? Because if you can't define your address, if you can't define your destination, you can't define your destiny, then you don't have the reason to be where you are, to be doing what you are doing. What is the next question? Do you know what you need to do to get where you want to go? Because if you don't, you will do anything that comes your way. And when asked why you do or did that, all you will say is, I don't know why I did that. I've had many people say, oh my God, I did it, but I don't know why I did it. But that is not true. Because a human being doesn't behave like an animal. And that is why God made us the apex of his creation. And he gave us something that animals don't have, that is a mind and the power to choose. And so the things that we do, we don't do them by accident. We do them by choice. You could say, I've been pushed to do this. But the truth of the matter is, you have a choice. You chose to do what you did. And you choose to do what you are doing. The next question is how. Do you know how you want to get where you want to get to? What is the means that will take you where you want to go? Have you figured that out? Uzofika kanjani lapho ufuna ukuya khona? Because umungakwazi ukuphendula lo mbuzo, shukuthi you still are unable to answer the previous questions that I've asked. What will get you there? What sacrifices do you need to make to get there? What price do you need to pay to get there? And the next question is who? Not everyone in life is for you. Not all friends are for you. So you need to figure out the people you will need on this journey. You need to figure out your associations. In a book that I have written, Make Your Life Count, I say your associations have power over you. Your friends have power over you. You might think you have power over them, but they essentially determine the direction that your life takes. So I always say, in associating, you don't only associate, but you become what you associate with. So the people you associate with define you and eventually even influence your course of thinking. They influence your decisions and they influence where you go. So I've had many times someone say, tell me who your friends are, or show me your friends. I will tell you where your life is going. I will tell you where you going to end. So once you figure out these questions, you are well positioned and on firm ground. My next point is, you need courage to make life work. And all of the questions that I've been asking might sound, those are very simple basic life questions, but the answers, unfortunately, are complex answers for many people. And in order to make those things work, you do need courage. Ladies and gentlemen, problems are not selective. Difficult times don't choose people or color. All this happened to the best of us. Tough times happen to the best of us. Discouragement happens to the best of us. Disappointments happen to the best of us. So what is the issue? The issue is not if these things will happen to you. It's a question of when. Because these things happen to everyone. What is my point? Please listen to this very carefully. If you can, write it down. It's not what happens to you that counts. Because everything happens to everybody. It is how you respond which counts. It's not the pressure that counts, because all of us are pressured by life. It is how we respond. So when you are under pressure, how do you decide to respond? Do you decide to cancel your life? Do you decide to bail out? Do you decide to give up? Or do you decide to wake up and fight another day? If something doesn't work for you, something will work for you tomorrow. If someone doesn't work for you today, there's another person who has been lined up in your life who will work for you better than the person who's not working for you today. If someone disappoints you today, there are other people who are better than those people who will make your life better today. Rain falls on all structures in life, but it is those structures that are built properly that will withstand the test of time. Take time to build your life. Take time to build strong relationships. And read and read and read and read. Here's another important statement I want to make. Be mindful of what you do today. My friend likes saying, and please write this down, what you do today may mean nothing to you today, but it will mean everything tomorrow. What you eat today may mean nothing to you today, but will decide your life tomorrow. What you drink today may mean nothing to you today. It may taste good, may feel good, but may change the course of your life permanently tomorrow. Where you sleep today, who you sleep with today, may mean nothing today, may actually be fun today, but can change your the entire course of your life tomorrow. So you want to know how your life will look tomorrow? Look at what you do today. You know how your life will look 5-10 years from now? The things that you do today collectively become what you are or what you will be tomorrow. Let me just list a few specific issues that I identify as dream killers, and then I'll leave you to it. The dream killers that are often what I think stand out in life are: one, entitlement. Please remember this. Nobody owes you anything in life. Life doesn't owe you anything. You owe yourself everything. You owe it to yourself to wake up in the morning. You owe it to yourself to make proper decisions. You owe it to yourself to make good choices. You owe it to yourself to study your books. You owe it to yourself not to go to wrong places. How many times have we had people have been hurt or killed because they were at the wrong place, at the wrong time, with the wrong people? But you choose to go there. So don't feel like you're entitled and that someday your life will just change. It will not change, because you got to make it change. You got to make the proper decisions to make it change. All of us, you look at me, you look at somebody, we've made choices to get where we are. And we're still making choices to get where we want to go to. Laziness is a dream killer. If you know what the Bible says, it says, go to the end and study its ways, you sluggard. NgesiZulu lithi, funda entuthaneni, vilandini. And that just tells you, have you ever seen an ant idling or asleep or just chilling with the knee over the other? The reason is they are all always busy. One goes that way, the other goes that way. If your life takes that shape, you're definitely sure you're going somewhere. Carelessness is a dream killer. Just being careless about your life, just being careless about the things you do and how you do them, when you do them, will cost you. May mean nothing today, but will cost you tomorrow. Indifference, ukunganaki will cost you. Because you just think, okay, it's good today, but ukunganaki is going to cost you very dearly with your life. Trying to fit in with everyone is a dream killer. If you study successful people are never in a crowd. If you try to fit in, you're not going to make it. Successful people always walk the lonely road in life. I always say, if you want to find an eagle, you don't find an eagle in the middle of many eagles. Eagles are always loners because it's on a mission. It's on a mission. That's why an eagle is it's one of the best creatures of the skies that God has created. But if you want to be the crowd, look at the sparrows. Sparrows always fly in a crowd and they always play games in the sky because they don't have a vision like the vision of an eagle. So these are the choices that you need to make. Not being organized. It's just unfortunate that such simple things become things that cost a lot. So ungahleleki will kill your dreams. It will really kill your dreams. Your bad company. I talked about associations. Mismanagement of your time. What do you do with your time? Already, if you sleep 8 hours a day, if you calculate that in your entire life, it means you will have slept 1/3 of your life already. You'd be asleep. And then think about the other 2/3 of your life. What is it that you would have done with it? If you measure your life by what you have lived today and you sum total it to where you are now, would you say you have done a good job already by now? Naga iskatsaku. Being unable to say no will cost you. Baninga abantu abangakwazi ukuthi cha. Some things are easy. You don't even need a long sentence. You just say no. That's not for me. I'm not doing that. I'm not drinking that. I'm not sleeping there. I'm not eating that. I'm not associating with that. No. And that should be enough. That no is going to save you. It may mean nothing today, but it's going to save you. So ladies and gentlemen, to take the few things I've shared with you, all of which are not things that I have read, things I've lived personally. And I know they work. Don't crack under pressure. That's the last thing that I want to say. You're not the only one being pressured. All of us are. Just figure out what you need to do and figure out the right people for your life. Keep your dream alive, keep your vision alive, and you keep yourself alive. When it feels like you want to crack, find somebody to talk to. Find something to read. Find somewhere to go where your hope will be resurrected. And you know that tomorrow awaits you. Don't live your life with regret or on regret street. Life is a fight. And let's all fight it out. Thank you. God bless you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.